Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. It is hour two. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. The Herd brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs. Be a sub above. So Atlanta, Milwaukee. Giannis is hurt. He did return to the bench last night, but no Trae Young. The Bucks could not pull it out. Had a dreadful first half. Clippers, Suns tonight. Biggest game in the Phoenix Suns recent history, last 11, 12 years, certainly, and the biggest game for everybody in the Suns organization ever, except Jay Crowder, who himself has been in the finals. So I thought Phoenix was tight in their last game at home. Will they be tight in this game? Because the Clippers have a lot of age, a lot of old dudes, a lot of veterans, a lot of guys who have been here before, and I thought the Clippers played very loose and very well, and now they come home. My guess is Phoenix is more aggressive than they were last game, where they were a little tight and a little tentative. So Joy Taylor is joining me. Joy, how are things?
I'm good. I would guess I'm going to be Captain Obvious here. Yeah, you might want to win this game tonight, Suns.
Yeah,
Phoenix. You don't want to go to a game seven with the Clippers.
Nope.
It's just not what you want.
Yeah, and they're good at that. So it's interesting. Dak Prescott was talking yesterday. He had an interview in Dallas. And he was laying out the reasons he thought they would be a more complementary football team. And the quote he said was, "This is going to be a very, very special year for us. We're very excited. Put everything we've worked hard together, all stages, all phases. Going to be a very, very special year for us and the Cowboy fans." Now, just for the record, Dallas's over-under is 9.5, and the under is favored -125 to -105. So the sharps, as they call them in Vegas, think Dallas is going to win 9 games, not 10. That is in the worst division in football. So let's just start there. But now, I've never had a problem talking about the Dallas Cowboys, even when they're not great, because they're a massive brand and they're usually entertaining. From Jerry Jones down, they're entertaining. And we all know in the business we're in, big brands sell, right? There's a reason guys like me talk football over hockey, just the reality of it. But we also have to be honest about it, that Dallas, and it's their fault, has fundamentally eliminated themselves from the Super Bowl. Because the one thing you can't do in any salary cap sport, they do a lot. They pay great money to good players. That is the killer. That is the championship popper. That is the season ender in every salary cap sport. Great money to good players. Let me give you an example. Kansas City is a Super Bowl contender. Let's look at their six biggest contracts. Patrick Mahomes, A+. Frank Clark, B. Joe Tooney, A. One of the best guards in football. Chris Jones, A. Travis Kelce, A+. Tyreek Hill, A. Okay, 5 of 6, A. Let's look at the Seattle Seahawks. They're in Super Bowl contention. Russell Wilson, biggest contract, A+. Tyler Lockett, solid B, B+. Bobby Wagner, A+. Dwayne Brown, A. Jamal Adams, A. Gabe Jackson's a B, never made a Pro Bowl, but he'll be a massive upgrade for them, so he's a good B. 4 out of 6 are A's. Look at the Cowboys. 6 biggest contracts. Dak Prescott, kind of a B+. DeMarcus Lawrence, he's a B. Amari Cooper, good B+. Tyron Smith was an A+. Now he's just a question mark. Zeke was an A+. Now he's more a B to a B+. He's declined every year. Zach Martin was an A+. A-, B+. A lot of questions. Getting older. You cannot win Super Bowls in salary cap football world we live in paying great money to good players. In fact, even if I made Dak an A- and I don't classify him as that, it still leaves you with way too many questions and not enough answers and way too many B's and not enough A's. And so, I mean, there's a reason for the last like 26 years that at the end of seasons, we always have the same opinion on Dallas. Okay, they're kind of good. They're kind of entertaining, kind of fun. But they don't end well. They did it to themselves. This isn't bad luck. For whatever reasons, they tend to pay early. They're the opposite of the Patriots. The Patriots pay big money rarely, and they wait to the last second. Dallas tends to pay big money often, and they often pay it early. And that's the reality of it. So Dallas can be entertaining, but the sharps in Vegas have them at 9.5, and they're betting the under. And that's in the worst division in football. So you just can't do that. You look at the Niners, you look at all the Super Bowl teams. They pay great money rarely to their great players. Kansas City, Frank Clark's more of a B, but they needed him. Seattle paid money to Gabe Jackson, but they desperately needed him. It's not like the Cowboys needed another linebacker, right? Like, so you put yourself in that spot. Quentin Richardson is a co-host of a podcast very popular with Darius Miles called Knuckleheads. He played in the NBA for 13 years, was a three-point champ, a former director of player development for the Detroit Pistons for several years. So the guy knows talent, keeps his game and his name around basketball, and he is now joining us live. First of all, Quentin, it's great to have you on the show. Thanks for taking time. You're a busy dude. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
You bet. So let me talk about Atlanta. Atlanta's the one team in the playoffs. You know, they kind of surprise people. And people are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But they are a young team. Nate McMillan took the job over. Well, they were 27-11 in the regular season when Nate took it over. And I know Nate. I grew up in Seattle. I'm old enough to remember him at North Carolina State. He's a very good defensive coach. So I don't look at Atlanta as a crazy story. I look at him as, well, they opened with the Knicks who can't shoot. And then Philadelphia had leads and couldn't hold them. I don't think Atlanta, when you add context, is shocking. Do you? Do you look at their roster as a former guy of player development and think, how the heck are they here?
No, I don't look and say, how are they here? I mean, I agree with you. Nate McMillan, once he took over this team, he fully put his personality and put his impact on this team, and they became a much better defensive team. And the biggest impact I think he had was on Trae Young and the way that he taught him how to get his other players involved and how he could get his shots off at any point in the game. And I think we saw a change in his shot attempt and just the type of shots he started to take, and he became a better player before.
I want to do a totally separate I want to talk more Clippers Suns here because I do believe that's the finals. That looks like the final. We've seen this in baseball, Quentin, where the Yankees and Red Sox years ago played in the American League Championship Series, and you're like, those are the two best teams. The World Series doesn't matter. They'll both win the World Series. Years ago, I covered the Blazers-Lakers, the Kobe-Shaq Lakers. They went seven games, Scottie Pippen, Arvidas, and I felt that was the finals. Indiana-Rick Smits, I didn't think matched up with either team. So I look at the Suns and Clippers, Quentin, and I think that feels like the finals to me. I thought the Suns were really tight. And in your and they're young. This is Quentin, this is the biggest game for everybody on that roster except Jay Crowder. Have you ever been on a team that was really good but really young and they faced old dudes in a big game and they shrink? Because that's what it looked like happened to me for Phoenix.
To answer your question, no. When I was on a young team, we were so young and just, I guess you would say, inexperienced. We didn't even know any better. We were running up and trying to get scrappy with everybody, but we weren't that good. We weren't in this scenario that Phoenix is in a Western Conference final scenario with a chance to go to the championship. And I think it's kind of imposing, but at the same time, I think even though Chris Paul has never been there, he's as good as it gets when it comes to guys who haven't been to the promised land and been to that championship. With all of his experience and everything that he brings to the table, I think his impact, and he has to really put his imprint on this game and make this a career type moment game for him to close this out, because I really fear for them if we had to go to a game seven.
Yeah, let's talk about the Clippers. You know them well. You were drafted by the Clippers out of DePaul in Chicago. And you had a nice career with them. It's an interesting franchise. It's a weird franchise. There's some pressure on them, too. This is the biggest moment. You know, the next two games are the biggest Clipper games in the history of the franchise, and there's no Kawhi Leonard. As a former NBA guy, do you trust Paul George in these spots? Is our criticism unfair to Paul? Do you trust him the next two nights or next two games?
The criticism, I believe, is a little bit unfair. I mean, I think when you're a superstar and you're in the position he's in, he's being a max contract guy. He's a superstar, all-star in this league. He's playing in Los Angeles, California, in one of the biggest markets. I think this is par for the course, some of the criticism that he gets. But I do think the some of the stuff goes too far. The pandemic P or whatever. I mean, listen, this is one of the most talented players in our game today. Top, whatever you want to call it. You know, that's for different opinions. But I mean, he's a superstar. He was an all-star this year. I mean, I don't think that he deserves some of the little jabs and stuff. I mean, if he doesn't play well, that's fine. We can report that he didn't play well, and that's the truth, and we can talk about that. But I would fall short of trying to call him names and do all of this other stuff that kind of goes on. I don't think he deserves that. And I do feel that this obviously are the biggest two games in the Clippers history in these next couple of nights. And I absolutely trust him. Look what he's done since Kawhi has went down. He's averaged 30 plus, and he's been a unquestioned leader of this team. So, I mean, I absolutely trust PG.
Everybody's saying Adam Silver made a mistake and he rushed the season back. Now, Adam Silver is saying, listen, we had a pandemic. If we didn't play 70 games, the owners would have too much power over the players, and I didn't want to put my players in that situation. Because Adam Silver has to balance the players and the owner. The owners are his boss. And so, like, to me, I was locked on last night on social media, Adam Silver's getting crushed. And my thing is, well, some of these injuries could be condensed, but Anthony Davis, Kyrie, those guys get hurt a lot. Like, as a former player, would you have been upset with a very short off season, or would you have understood? Sometimes it's not perfect if you want to maintain some power against the guys who own all the teams.
I think it goes a little both ways. If I'm a player, you know, you have to understand you have to do a little bit of both. You absolutely would be upset at the shortened time for you to recover or rehab, and, you know, just to have your break from playing ball, you would be upset a little bit about that. But when they bring in the business decisions that had to be made for both sides, for the players, the owners, and everybody involved, for people like you and me to talk about the NBA, that part of it I think is the part that people are overlooking, that the players had to agree with the owners and Adam Silver on the season and on the structure of the season, when it would start and all of that. Otherwise, everyone would have lost out on money there. So I think that's the part that kind of gets thrown to the wayside, that, hey, that the players also had to agree with this and to make sure that the money was going to be where it was going to be, because if they didn't do it when it was going, when it had to be done, it was going to be a significant hit to the money. And I think all of the players agreed that it was the best thing to do was to move forward, even though it was going to be some injuries and stuff. But I mean, come on, the Kyrie Irving injury landing on somebody's foot, you can't change that. I don't care if it was a compacted series, the season or whatever. The thing with Giannis landing and hyperextending his knee, that could happen in a regular season with 82 games with all the rest in the world. Some of these injuries are going to happen. It's sports. It's basketball. Now, I don't know as far as the Harden, the Groen, or the AD, but like you said, these guys have suffered injuries throughout their careers. It's not like this was the first time. So it's just it's a tough thing to kind of really be accurate about, because you don't know.
You know, Quentin, it's interesting. You eventually left the Clippers, and one of the places I've always defended players, where when I got out of college, I could kind of select where I wanted to work. You guys get drafted by teams, and you had a lousy owner and a dysfunctional – you were a great player for a dysfunctional team. In a way, you're kind of trapped. But you were in a big market, and people knew who you were, and you eventually made a lot of money. Damian Lillard has a well-owned team, well-run team. But geographically, they can't get a second star. In a weird way, he's kind of trapped. So in different areas, you just had dysfunction. He didn't have dysfunction, but Dame's one of the great players in the league, and he's sitting there thinking, man, I need more dudes. If you were Dame today, if you were his agent, you know he's going to have a big market, Quentin. He's like Steph. Everybody want him, except maybe the Warriors. What would you tell him as his agent? Be loyal, stay there, trust the process there, or move on and go with a star. You're his agent right now. What do you tell him?
Me, knowing what I know and being a former player, man, as his agent or whoever, his friend and his confidant, I would say do what you think is going to make you happy. At the end of the day, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what his fans want him to do. It doesn't matter what anybody wants him to do. Because at the end of the day, I know as being a former player, once whatever decision he makes, if he chooses to leave, if he chooses to go, if he chooses to stay in Portland, whatever decision he makes, Damian Lillard is the one who has to walk that walk. And for me, being a player, I never wanted to make decisions based on what somebody else told me to do, because I knew that I had to live with it. I had to go to sleep at night when nobody else is there. I got to lay my head down on the pillow and live with that decision I made. So for me, I just tell Dame whatever is in his heart, whatever he wants to do and whatever he knows and believes is going to make him happy, that's what he should do, regardless of what anybody else thinks.
You know, Quentin, I have a saying I tell my family all the time. Don't try to get happier than happy. There's no perfect life for anybody, right?
I like that.
Yeah, if you're happy, you won, right? And yep. I'm looking at your career. Clippers, Knicks, Suns, Heat, Magic. Any of those spots where you were completely happy? Or in all of them, was there something that drove you nuts?
I would say I was happy in every scenario, but I would say absolutely if somebody forced me to, I could pick something that I didn't like. I that's why I love that statement you just said. I think that's absolutely true. Nothing is going to ever be perfect, but you would be surprised sometimes when you go looking on the other side of the fence thinking the grass is greener, and it's really not. So I mean, Dame, like you said, Dame has a great, great scenario. The only thing he hasn't been able to do is actually win big as far as a team situation and win a championship. And that's not totally out of reach. I think they can do things to kind of retool there. But at the end of the day, like you say, I can't think that Dame is unhappy in life. He has a lot of great things to be happy about. I mean, he hasn't won a championship and he hasn't gone as deep as he want to go. But I mean, in life, he's extremely a huge winner from my perspective.
By the way, Quentin, I want to go old school. The Clippers are well run now, but when you played there, it was bad. I mean, it was bad. I mean, let's be honest. Let's be real here. It was bad, right? It was dysfunctional. You got to give me at least one story, because you had the Lakers, who, you know, like they take their team to Hawaii for training camp, and they got the and you were a Clipper. Did you ever think to yourself, damn, man, this there's got to be a there's a moment that you knew, can't we do anything right?
I'll tell you maybe the first time, because you got to put things in perspective. Like right. when we first get to the Clippers, Darius is 18, I'm 19, Keon's 19, Corey's 20, LO's 20. It's like we the young kids, so we fresh out of college and everything. So, you know, I think, you know, Duke and Missouri had great facilities in college, but DePaul, you know, now they do. But when I was there, it wasn't that great. So when I looked at it, it was like we were at Southwest Junior College. This is in South Central LA. Like, this is proverbially like the hood. Now, we from the hood. We don't, you know, we cool with it. But it was like, I think the first time we really, it really hit us was when we went on the road and we practiced in the Dallas Mavericks practice facility. And we was looking around like, yo, like they got locked. They got, they like literally, it, like I tell no lies when I say we couldn't take a shower at our practice facility at Southwest Junior College. It was like the old, like the super old 80s type movies where they got the big joint in the middle of a shower and it's got the little spouts to go all the way around the circle. And none of the spouts worked. Some of them busted off and it would just be like literally. We would get out of practice from whatever, whether it's training camp, practice, going hard. We would put towels over our seats. You know, you got some decent cars now. We putting towels over our seats, driving home, and then taking showers when we get home. So we didn't realize that till we went on the road and really got this practice in somebody else's facility. We was like, this is crazy. Like, this is crazy. Like, we really had. And it was love, though. I mean, you know, you couldn't tell us that we weren't, you know, we didn't know any better. So we would get out of practice and have to drive through the little JUCO campus and all the kids be like, yo, hitting on the hood, looking at you like, what's up? And it's like, this is what we was doing every day at practice, literally.
That's a great story. That is unbelievable. My high school, actually, all the little water shooters worked at my high school. They didn't work for Quentin Richardson.
No, they did not. Absolutely not.
All right. He does a podcast, Knuckleheads, Players Tribune with Darius Miles, season 6. You got some all-stars coming on that. Who's coming on that podcast?
Man, absolutely. We already kicked it off with Ray Allen. We've had Donovan Mitchell so far this season, LJ, Larry Johnson, and right now we just dropped Jamal Mashburn yesterday. But it's plenty more coming, man. We got some good surprises in store.
Good stuff. Jamal's had a heck of a post-basketball career, too. Jamal's really a successful businessman.
We get all into that because people don't really know. He's somebody they haven't really talked a lot about.
I'll tell you what, that was fun, Quentin. I love Quentin Richardson stories. That was my favorite story on this show in a month. I appreciate you stopping by.
No problem. Anytime.
You bet. Isn't that crazy? They go to the Mavericks facility.
It's unbelievable.
People understand. When TJ Hushmanzada
went from the Bengals, who I thought of.
Bengals to the Ravens, the Bengals used to just wash all the jock straps and put them in the middle of the floor. I mean, come on, man.
It's ridiculous. They didn't have water outside.
No.
You like bring your own water to a profession. It's
now it's better now, but I'm not kidding you. Marge Schott, who used to own the Cincinnati Reds, brutal. She would fly the team in to the city the day of the game to save on hotel rooms. So she'd get the Reds, and they were good. They had there were some good teams, right? She'd fly them in the morning, 2.5 hours, get off in Atlanta to play the Braves. I mean, the league finally had to step in. I believe the league stepped in and had a new rule that you have to arrive the night before for a game.
Yeah, I mean, the league would never allow to happen now.
This is what I always say about rich people. There's got to be regulations on Wall Street. They'll save every penny. There's a percentage of billionaires that will just save every penny and won't care about employees. Now, there's some great billionaires, very giving, philanthropic. But, I mean, that's what the Clippers were. That was funny.
It's unbelievable.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Saturday on FS1, get ready for some fireworks as Fernando Tatis Jr. and the Padres take on Bryce Harper and the Phillies. Saturday at 3:30 Eastern on FS1 and the Fox Sports app.
Good to have you in. By the way, Casper Sleep 4th of July sale is here, celebrating bed white and blue, 30% off bundles, mattresses, and more. Casper.com/promo. Go to their site and check out the details. Here's Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News, sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Well, Luke is on his way to being a superstar in the NBA. He's gotten a lot of praise in his short time in the league. But according to Brian Windhorst, Luka may not be a draw for other players. He said, I don't know how many people are going to be excited to play with Luka. I think Luka is maybe a difficult person. He's a great player, but when you watch the Mavericks play, he's barking at the coach. He's barking at his teammates. He's barking at the officials. He's always barking about something. So with a guy who has options, I'll be interested to watch to see how that goes going forward.
Well, he also controls the ball. There's a harden to him a little bit where to be as great as he is, he needs the ball. And that's why I've said we're all looking at what the Mavericks need. What they really need is somebody to spell Luka from dominating the ball and let him play off ball. You can't ask this guy to play 47 minutes having the ball. We always go James Harden. That game's not built for the playoffs.
Right.
Didn't Luka look exhausted? And by the way, Luka's a kid. Usually when you're young, you get old and exhausted. So to me, what Dallas needs is 6 minutes of Luka not with the ball in his hands, both halves. Because That's the thing with Harden is you cannot, like the late Kobe Bryant told Harden, you cannot play that way and then go 7-7-7 in the playoffs and play 24 games.
Yeah.
You just can't. And so when Luka got worn down, everybody's like, well, is he in shape? And I'm like, he's in good enough NBA shape. That style, he needs somebody to take him off the ball for a big spot every half.
And to your point about Harden, he changed how he played this season with the Nets. And
more distributor.
It looked like it was working.
Yeah.
And obviously, injuries are what inevitably derailed them. But that style of play, if they're all healthy next year, they're going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So I get what Brian is saying here. I think I would disagree in that. I think if another competitor gets along with Luka personally, I mean, different people communicate differently, right? Like,
right.
Some people don't like to be yelled at. I'm one of those people. I'm not listening to you if you're screaming at me. You have to talk. Like, use your words.
Right.
I'm not into the yelling thing. Some people don't mind that. We've talked about this with Chris Paul. Not that Chris Paul is necessarily a yeller, but younger players tend to respond better to Chris Paul's guidance than older players. Older
right.
players don't want to hear his style of communication. So I know the Doncic temper thing was a conversation last year. You know, it was a concern. Obviously, he's landed in trouble a couple times with the referees, but that's clearly his personality. So it's a matter of, we know that he is capable of greatness. What are they going to put around him? And bringing players in is not just about, okay, we're recruiting the star. Like, you have to find things that fit, especially when you have specific personalities. So making sure that your stars are on the same page and they can actually play together and
yeah.
like get along to some degree. You don't have to necessarily be best friends off the court, but can you get along on the court? Can you communicate on the court is very important. So it will be interesting to see what the Mavericks do, because they do need to bring someone else in. So Paul George has taken a lot of criticism for his playoff performances throughout his career. He even said after game five on Monday that he believes he gets criticized more than other NBA stars, and Charles Barkley is not a fan of that narrative.
These dudes, man.
What? What do you mean?
Every great player
yes.
gets criticized.
Yes.
I don't hear that bull.
Crap.
Every great player. I have gotten criticized because I didn't win a championship. Michael Jordan, before he won the championship, yeah, he can't win. Shaq, Kobe. Everybody's gotten criticized. This false narrative. I'm hearing these jackasses on television talking about somebody gets scrutinized more than other people. Give me a freaking break. Paul George is a terrific player, but that goes with being a terrific player. And these other guys talking about he gets treated unfairly. Give me a freaking break.
Expectations change how people perceive you.
Yeah.
Now, it's not Paul George's responsibility to live up to or live in any way for the perspective of what other people have of him, but he's very inconsistent. He is great and he can be really bad in big moments. There's a reason why this narrative exists. I understand what he's saying. He does get a certain type of criticism. We talked about this with Nick Wright earlier. He does get teased a bit in a way that other stars maybe don't. I mean, I don't even know if I can necessarily agree with that, because like the internet is harsh to everybody.
Yeah, mean. It's bad to presidents. It's bad to everybody.
It's a very mean place. Like, and if you don't want to hear mean anonymous people be as mean as they feel like they can be because they are anonymous, the internet's probably not the best place for you. You're
right.
going to need to limit that. But as far as like, I mean, I don't want to elevate what we do to valuable criticism, but it is our face and our voice on the criticisms that we give of people.
Yeah.
And I'm conscious of that personally.
Right.
I assume anyone I'm talking about can be hearing what I'm saying live.
Right.
So I speak accordingly. You speak off of facts and numbers and what you see and
yes.
what you've experienced. The internet doesn't do that. So like, I'm not going to come on here and call him way off P. That's not
right.
There's no value in that for me.
I'm not a huge nickname. I'm not into that stuff. Like a lot of people, like remember Trump president, he had a nickname for everybody. And until Sleepy Joe didn't land. And I remember reading a story why it's not working. Like people, it wasn't a good enough nickname. Like
yeah.
I'm not a nickname guy. There are hosts that do that. So I do think Nick Wright said earlier, I'm willing to criticize guys. I did say Westbrook. I will say I went Westbrook, but he does shoot a lot of bricks. I felt like that was justified. Russell Westbrook, I don't think I started it, but I said that multiple times.
Well,
I don't regret it, but it is a little mean.
Yeah, I think that there's a limit to what the criticism should be.
Yeah.
And of course, it's also like, is Paul George expected to be the leader of the organization? Is he expected to be like that level of consistent every single night? We talk about Chris Middleton. Like, it's not Chris Middleton's team. That's Giannis's team. Like, does Chris Middleton need to, you know, put forth some at least decent performances? He can't go out there and have 5 points, but do we expect him to have 38 every night? No. So I think the expectations change depending on who you are, and maybe that's what's unfair to Paul. Maybe we shouldn't expect that of Paul George, and that's what's put him in this place. But Charles is right. Everyone gets criticized, and if you get criticized, it's because people are paying attention to what you're doing.
Yeah, they got
to
watch your games to criticize you.
Yes. So tight ends can often be overlooked as a part of football, even with the emergence of stars like George Kittle and Gronkowski and Travis Kelce over the years. And Greg Olsen he's tired of the disrespect. He said he thinks tight ends as a group are underpaid for everything that they're asked to do on the field.
We have to do the same that $15 million left tackle has to do and run routes against the same guy the $15 million wide receiver has to run routes against, and they're going to pay us $7 million.
He's not lying.
Yeah, I mean, what's the truth is tight ends deserved their little pay 15 years ago. What has happened to the position? It's become more used, more valuable with better players. So when I grew up, like Kellen Winslow was a complete outlier. The great for the Chargers. You're like, nobody played the position like that. There's like 9 Winslows now in the game. Like the position now has been elevated. It's like we said, wide receivers. It used to be in the 70s, 80s, 90s, you needed a great running back. You did not need a great, you didn't have to have Jerry Rice to be really good. But now in the NFL, New England has the best coach and had Brady, but they were bad at wide receiver and got whacked early in the playoffs.
I don't know, though. I think the tight end position has been really valuable for a long time. It's just been able to be marginalized because the higher end of the tight ends, you know, the Shannon Sharps, the Tony Gonzalez's,
right,
were the Kellen Winslow's were more of the outliers, and now it's become more of the norm for them to be higher level talent.
You can't be bad at tight end anymore.
Right.
Like
so
Seattle.
In the past, you could have a great all-time great tight end like, right, Shannon Sharp, like Tony, like Kellen, and the rest of the league there'd be a big margin between them and the rest of the league. Now that's not the case.
No.
So I'm with him. They're being asked to do more. I mean, look at Kyle Pitts.
They think he could be a receiver.
Yeah. So like they are, the pay is going to eventually change because there's so much more value.
Travis Kelce led the Chiefs in catches. Like the tight end now is in fact, it's a very interesting tool because it's too big for a corner to cover and too fast for a linebacker. So now the smart coaches, Andy Reid, Belichick, you know, those guys have been in on that very quick. 10, 12 years ago, they started using that tight end position more. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Oh, we got good stuff today. Suns Clippers tonight. Cannot wait.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Pro Football Focus came out, and they put out a top 10 quarterback list. I've been watching football since 1972. That was the first year I watched football that I remember. Miami Dolphins beat Washington in the Super Bowl. George Allen against Don Shula, all that stuff. The way the NFL has always worked for quarterbacks, there's been five guys running the league, maybe one or two other guys worth mentioning. Everybody else is looking to upgrade, and they just don't want to tell you. So Pro Football Focus came out with their top 10. And once again, in 2021, that's what it is. The top five guys Pro Football Focus has: Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers, Wilson, Josh Allen. Then they got Dak 6, Kirk Cousins 8, give me a break, Baker 9, Lamar Jackson. Nope. The top five, there's a couple other guys worth mentioning: Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson. Everybody else, if they could, would upgrade. It's been that way my whole life. You go back to the 70s. I watched it. It was the first decade I watched football. Bradshaw, Stabler, Staubach ran the league. Then Greasy was part of a great, he wasn't as dynamic, but part of a great team. And then Fran Tarkenton ran around for years. Those five guys, those Minnesota teams didn't win Super Bowls. They were in the conversation every year. The Purple People Eaters defensive line, Chuck Foreman, the running back, Ahmad Rashad, the wide receiver. They were in the discussion for a decade. The 70s, there were five guys. There were one or two other worth mentioning. Everybody else was looking for a better quarterback. Then you go to the 80s. And the 80s, it was Montana, Fouts, a young Elway, a young Marino, and Joe Theismann, like Greasy, was part of a great staff and a great team, wasn't asked to do as much, but those guys ran the league. Fouts was part of the number one passing offense. Montana was winning the Super Bowls. Elway and Marino were turning heads. Theismann, part of the greatest structure. And then you go to the 90s. It's the same thing. It was Aikman, Favre, Elway, Kelly ran the league. And at the end, here came Steve Young to replace Montana. He emerged as this crafty Russell Wilson-y left-handed runaround guy. But it was Aikman, Favre, and Elway, and Kelly felt like they were running the league. At that point now, Marino was too old and not as effective. And you go to the 2000 to 2010. It was Peyton and Tom in their prime, Drew Brees in his prime, Brett Favre leaving his prime, and Kurt Warner was emerging. It wasn't Big Ben. They were winning with defense. Warner was part of these wild offenses, and he was emerging as a guy that, ooh, he was bagging groceries. He was in like the Arena League and Warner put up profound numbers. And you go 2000 to 2010. It was Brady getting old but still winning, Russell, Aaron, Breeze getting old, still winning, and Peyton Manning. By the way, say what you want about old Peyton Manning. He just kept figuring out ways to win his division, win the AFC, and get to Super Bowls. And right now, what do you know? It's the same thing right now. You got an old Tom Brady clinging to it like an old Peyton. He just knows how to win. And then you got your four other guys, your Mahomes, your Josh Allen, your Aaron Rodgers, your Russell Wilson. It's been like that my whole life. You got five guys running the league, two other worthy of discussing. But Lamar can't win those playoff games he should. Deshaun's not winning enough playoff games. Everybody else is looking to upgrade. Pro Football Focus has Kirk Cousins at 8. They tried to upgrade from him. They tried to already. He's got Matt Ryan in there. They were going to draft a quarterback. Baker Mayfield? Why isn't he getting a big contract? So that's the truth about this league. GMs don't want to know that. They don't want to tell you that. GMs don't want to tell you that. Coaches don't want to tell you that. Right now, San Francisco, you know, they went and upgraded. I mean, they got a guy that got to the Super Bowl. They're moving. It could be different reasons. You're too expensive. You're too difficult. I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers is great. They already got a guy they're trying to get groomed. So this league has always been run by about, it's five quarterbacks. Two are interesting. Everybody else would take a phone call. Every single team would take a phone call. And sometimes those five guys that run it, by the end of the decade, like the teams are starting to take calls. They're not ready to move off them yet, but they're taking calls. I mean, with Drew Brees, they brought in Jameis because they're like, he's getting old, so we got to have a plan. So, but there's always, the people start ranking top 10, top 15, top 20 quarterbacks is, folks, 90% of the people are taking calls. If you got a call, they'll listen. It's just the reality of it. We make too much. My guy's rated 8. My Kirk Cousins is rated 8. Minnesota already tried to move off him. I mean, Derek Carr and the Raiders, you think that's a death till we part? I mean, you think that's lasting forever? Come on. If they don't make the playoffs again, that thing's not going to work. So there you go. Spa-like comfort, save big in your water bill. Go to tanklessmadesimple.com, tanklessmadesimple.com, Navien tankless water heaters. So tonight, Suns and the Clippers. It is, what do we got, game 6 tonight? So the Suns were tight, super tight in game 5 at home. They'd been a dominant playoff team and a dominant home playoff team, fell big into a hole, and it felt like the entire night they were chasing the older veteran Clippers. The Clippers were in control of that game. The Suns would make runs. It was the Clippers' night. I think the key, I think what Monty Williams, Joy, is going to tell these guys is first 7 minutes are going to form the game.
Yeah.
You cannot fall into these holes and play catch-up all night. So watch the first 7 minutes of the Suns-Clippers tonight. It's going to be crazy intense because the Clippers are desperate, have to win, and the Suns do not want to go to a Game 7 even at home.
The Suns should treat this like it's a Game 7.
Yes.
Don't even think about that. There's another possible game.
Won't that be crazy if the Clippers go 0-2 to the Mavs, win it, 0-2 to the Jazz, win it, and 0-2 to the Suns and win it? That's got to be. I don't have it in front of me. It has to be historic. That's never happened.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They need to treat it like it's a Game 7. The Clippers aren't scared to play behind. All you have to do is win the next game.
Think about
this. Clippers know that.
I think whoever wins game one in a series wins like 68 or 70% of the games. The Clippers have fallen behind 0-2 twice and have come back. So, I mean, this is really unique territory for the Clippers at home tonight. Games one, Phoenix favored by one. I like Phoenix close, but I like Phoenix close last game and they came out tight. Hour three next.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.